Westlock, Barrhead. In spite of all the financial pressures from high inflation and gas prices, schools in the Pembina Hills division were still able to raise nearly $14,000 for the Terry Fox Foundation last month. A news update posted to the Pembina Hills website on October 13 confirmed that schools in Westlock, Barrhead, Swan Hills and surrounding communities were able to reach this impressive milestone through various Terry Fox Run, Walk events throughout September. Board Chair Judy Lefebvre said the annual Terry Fox Run is an event that is both anticipated and supported greatly by Pembina Hills schools. It provides the students an opportunity to reflect on their own wellness, and to understand the concept of giving, she said. The update did not provide a breakdown on how much each school raised, though the Barrhead leader did reach out to each school to request their fundraising totals. Of those who responded, Swan Hills School led the pack by raising just over $3,000, though they were followed closely by Westlock Elementary School with a fundraising total of $2,009. R.F. Staples School in Westlock raised over $1,500, while students at Fort Assiniboine School went all out and raised $1,176.05. Eleanor Hall School in Clyde also collected $1,164 in donations. Busby School managed to raise $905, while Barrhead Composite High School students put together $517.55. The remaining schools did not respond as of publication deadlines or requested that their fundraising total be left unmentioned. In any case, Lefebvre indicated that any amount raised by the students was impressive given current circumstances. Pembina Hills is proud of the continued support for this event, especially now during these difficult and challenging financial times, she said. The Terry Fox Run is an annual tradition wherein thousands of participants run or walk to raise money for cancer research. This year's run was officially celebrated on September 18th. Though schools tended to hold their individual events over the following 2 weeks. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.